You're listening to something that could change the way you think about and deal with money from this day forward for the rest of your life. That's a pretty major statement, because virtually everything you do every day of your life has something to do with money. Think about it. What are the odds that you will go the next 24 hours without spending any money? What are the odds that you will go another 5 minutes? And don't think just because you're not taking out your wallet and forking over a few dollars for something that you're not spending. Is there a cell phone in your pocket? Do you own or rent a place to live? Are you covered by insurance of any kind? I thought so. Just sitting there, you're spending money. And the unpleasant truth is that though you may not realize it, you are spending too much. The great truth about money is that in order to keep it and grow it, you have to fight for it. For years, I have said that it doesn't matter what you earn. It is what you keep that determines whether you will be financially free. Yet each year, our money has become harder and harder to keep. That's because at every turn, the companies we deal with every day in every aspect of our lives are working as hard as they can to take as much money from us as they can. Whether you realize it or not, we are all engaged in a never-ending battle with giant corporations and economic institutions whose only goal is to separate us from our hard-earned dollars. This is a battle we consumers have been losing because they are better equipped to take our money than we are to keep it. Think about it. We live in a world now where even once respectable institutions like banks and brokerage houses, insurance companies and hospitals no longer seem to have any scruples about how they accomplish the task of separating us from our money. And whether you let them do that will ultimately make a huge difference in the way you live. When you pay just 10% or 20% too much for the products and services you use every day, you will have to work 10 to 20 extra years before you can retire. Or, to put it another way, if you let yourself be overcharged by 10 to 20% for the things you buy, you are in effect spending 1 or 2 months a year working without pay for the companies that rip you off. And trust me, until you fight for your money, you will overpay for almost everything you buy. My hope is that this audiobook will change your life by giving you the tools to fight for your money and win. As I record this in late 2008, the world is going through tremendous financial turmoil. In a single week this month, the U.S. stock market plunged more than 18%, the worst one-week drop in history, while at the same time, real estate prices in many cities across America were down 20% or more from their peak in 2005 and 2006. As our government struggles to figure out the details of a trillion-dollar banking bailout and coordinate its efforts with other governments around the world to break the worst credit logjam since the 1930s, ordinary people can't help but worry about what new crisis tomorrow might bring. The fact is, this turmoil has already hit you and me in our homes, in our pocketbooks, and in our bank accounts. Most likely, you have less money today than you did a few years ago. If you're a homeowner, you probably have less equity in your home than you did a few years ago. There's also a real possibility that you not only owe more than you used to, but that you have fewer options for paying off that debt than ever before in your life. It is also possible that your income from your job or business is less secure than it has been in years, maybe in decades. The point of all this is not to depress you, but simply to be real about what is happening. And whether we like it or not, it is happening. For the better part of 2 decades now, I have devoted myself with my Finish Rich series to helping people live better by being smarter about their money. Most people know me for my take action advice about money. Because I tell it like it is and make it simple and doable, millions of people have used my books and audio programs to change their lives completely. If you are one of those whom I've helped, thank you for giving me the opportunity to inspire you again. If this is our first time together, then let me say welcome and thank you for inviting me to be your financial coach. My life is completely dedicated to the mission of helping people live a great life, a life of meaning and hope. I have spent so much time and energy teaching millions of people how to be smarter with their money for one simple reason. I believe with all my heart that acting positively to get your financial life together is the best and fastest way to achieve the great life you want and deserve. Fix your money problems, and it will be so much easier to live your life more powerfully and purposefully.